Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I have this guy that I thought I was like so in love with. Okay, this is where it gets kind of tricky. I was like in love with Derek 2 weeks after I met him.
And I knew I was going to marry him. But I also knew like he's hotter than H-E double. Things were about to get tricky because of my feelings for Rob. It was the hardest time of my life.
Sleep with me and we will see how
we'll
you
see
feel.
See how you feel in the morning.
Oh, Rob. Never, you are not going to want to miss this, you guys.
Hi.
Hey. It's Sarah and Lo Beeston,
your Fairly Odd Sisters.
Woo!
Yeah!
Please don't make me do it again. All right,
We're back.
Welcome to the Fairly Odd Sisters podcast. Mm-hmm. We have a lot to talk about today. This is our second episode, and
We're diving in.
We have had some complicated pasts, to say the least. You know, a few love triangles, you know. So you girlies that are fans of Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise. You know,
this is real life. This is real life Bachelorette.
So today is all about our pasts kind of leading up to meeting our husbands, Derek and Tanner.
Yep.
Which, they're kind of messy, if I'm being honest.
These are both great stories. And if you find yourself, they're related. I mean, I don't know if they're relatable. I don't know. Some people have told me that they relate to my story. So it felt like I was the only one going through this at the time that I was going through it. I was like, there's no way somebody else is going through this.
Yeah. But you're thinking like, well, I've seen this on reality TV, but
this isn't real. Like how can, no, like this isn't real. And I'm the only one going through this. And so when I shared a little bit about our story on our YouTube, me and Tanner's, like, and people were reaching out being like, I went through this same situation I was in, like, I can't believe how much I relate to this. I was like, oh my gosh, like it would have been so nice to know I wasn't alone.
Yeah.
Like in the moment, like it sucks no matter what, but like knowing that you're not alone. So I feel like doing this podcast is like, if you can relate to something like this, hopefully it helps you see that like, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. You can get there, but it does suck while you're in it.
Yeah. Some hearts were broken. You know, people love a good, sad but happy story. So my story starts back in high school, actually. So I had a few boyfriends. This is actually kind of funny. I'm actually going to start with this. So my mom and dad were really great parents, but they were very strict parents. And strict in the sense of, like, we just had a lot of rules. And one of the rules that we had to follow was, you are not allowed to hang out with anybody of the opposite sex until you're 16. And that means like hang out. Like you're not allowed to like go to after school functions. Like you're not allowed to go to boy girl. They called them boy girl parties. Is that even a thing?
Funny.
everybody feel bad for me right now.
Yeah.
No, anyway. So that was like kind of my background. I had so many friends that were guys that I just wasn't allowed to hang out with. And so I turned 16, and like any girl, I started getting some boyfriends, had a few boyfriends, but this particular boy I met in, let's see, oh, this is going to be hard for the timeline. It was going into my junior year, so before junior year started of high school, and this relationship lasted 2 years, so it was real. Honestly, like, we had talks about, you know, later in the future, like, we're going to get married. Like, it had gotten to that point where we were, like, very much.
You thought at this time, I'm getting married to this guy.
Yeah, I thought it was my future, you know. And obviously, I was in high school, but I was in love with this guy, okay? I had a few other boyfriends before that, but I really loved this guy.
And just to say, like, even though it's in high school, like, everything is so
real.
It's still real.
Oh my gosh.
You're just young.
No, those emotions
are 1000% real.
Dealing with high school breakups, like, oh no, I would sob. Like, it's not stupid. Like, high school relationships, honestly, they take a toll on you and they are beyond real. So For me, this was like, I was thinking this was the rest of my life. I love this guy, blah, blah, blah. Now in our, okay, this is where it gets kind of tricky. So in our religion, I'm sure you guys have heard of this. Like it's boys, when they turn 19, they go on a thing called a mission for our church. They go, they leave their family behind. They
2 years.
2 years. And we're talking back then. Now you can FaceTime and stuff with, they call them missionaries. Now you can FaceTime them. Back then it was just straight like an email or letters. Like for Lauren, it was handwritten.
Yeah, don't even talk to me.
I know. I'm complaining about emails. No, Lauren had to write handwritten letters, but for us, we could email once a week. Mm-hmm. So it was a one email done, supposed to be one email done type of thing. And so we call them sending off your mission. I just sound so funny to explain, but yeah.
She sent off a missionary.
I sent off a missionary.
What should we call him? Can we give him a name? Let's call him John.
That's funny. You're thinking John because when you write off a missionary, you call it Dear John.
Yeah.
You Dear John then. John. Okay.
He's don't give John. It away. Okay. They don't know how this story ends.
No. And I'm not saying I wrote him off. Yeah.
Just kidding.
No. But so I sent off this missionary and I.
John.
Yes.
Sent off
it's
John.
It's going to be really hard.
Okay. Just call him John.
Okay.
He's John.
All right. I sent off John on his mission. And I had talked to John before sending him off saying like, you know, I really love you, but like, I'm just going to be like kind of living my life here. I'm going to go on dates and I'm going to.
But at this point you're like, I'm going to marry him.
Yeah. I mean, I was definitely like in love with him. I was heartbroken saying goodbye to him, just sobbing and you know, the whole shebang, everyone face turning red, mm-hmm. everything, thinking my life is over for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, so send him off. And then like shortly after sending him off, I just started like having some second thoughts. And I think it's because I had time where I wasn't with him, because obviously like when I was with him, he made me feel really good. And like, I was a princess and he was a really good boyfriend, if I'm being honest. So having time like separated made me think deeper about our relationship. And I just noticed some things like starting to come out because, you know, he has no contact really with people. Like he can email once a week and I'm out here just living my life. Things go on. And I just started noticing some things that like, I wouldn't say like controlling, but just kind of like, I know he like doesn't want me to like date anyone else. It's like he.
And one thing about Sarah is like your number one thing is like feeling controlled is like.
Yeah, no, that's no. A big no, no. Maybe because of my past.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe because of my
should
childhood.
We unpack this?
Please, we can do therapy.
Pull an
therapy
just
podcast
kidding.
Later.
No, yeah.
No. Again, just want to say my parents were amazing and I love them and I have a really good relationship with them. But yeah. I don't remember where I was going.
So you were just saying like these things started coming out. Like these sides that you like didn't notice before.
Yeah. And honestly, he was not super great at keeping the mission rules that had been set.
And at this time, let me set the scene. Like at this time, there was no rule breaking allowed. Like when you break rules, like. Our minds were so like, so kind of black and white with that stuff. And it was kind of like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if people were breaking rules on their mission, like you think missionaries are just perfect. Mm-hmm. Like you think they do nothing wrong. And if they're breaking rules, you're like, oh my gosh, they're not a good person. Kind of a thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was more just like, oh, this like we shouldn't. Yeah. Just kind it's of feeling right. guilty. Like we shouldn't be doing this because you need to focus on your goal out there and like what you're trying to accomplish. And so I just started noticing that like he was breaking like some of these rules and I was there too. Like I was breaking the rules there with him. Like, you know, we would have like secret conversations that weren't on the days that we like were supposed to. We had like a secret email. Like at one point we were like direct messaging with each other. It was just like, okay, this is not like supposed to be how it is, you know? And I kept feeling like, okay, this is like too much. Like, and I wasn't able to like focus on really anything else. Like I was just like, he's still here. Like he's still here. I'm just talking to him all the time. Mm-hmm. And
it's like a long distance relationship on email.
Yeah.
Like once a week.
Yeah. But then I was like, well, I'm supposed to be out here like kind of figuring out like myself. And like, if I actually do want to marry this guy, then I need to be like you know, dating people. And like, that was kind of my perspective on it. Like, I need to go on lots of dates and figure out like if this guy is still right for me, then it will be
work out.
So, so I kind of sent him like a letter explaining all these things. A letter. It was an email. Sorry.
Okay.
Tough subject.
Yeah.
With your letters over
sore.
There.
It's a little sore.
No. So I sent him a letter just kind of explaining these things of like, yeah, I would still like email with you, but like, I'm kind of having reservations. I kind of started thinking like maybe I wouldn't even fit into his family. Like there were some issues there. Like, anyway, so I just was taking a step back from this, and obviously he was not very happy about that. And I get where he's coming from. Like, if you're literally out there and like, if roles were reversed and he was going on dating other girls and living his life and I had like no control,
you're just kind of
like,
stuck in this world.
Like, you're stuck and you're watching this girl that you want to marry, like move on with her life or like have the opportunity to move on. That's stressful. So I'm like not blaming him for any of this. This was just like how it went down. But, so yeah, I just told him that he wasn't super happy, but then I just started going, I mean, I was going on dates, but none of them like really hit it off. They're honestly a bunch of terrible first dates. If I'm being truly honest, it was.
Sounds like Provo.
Yeah. I think I went on like one normal date. Like we're in this little bubble of like really kind of weird guys, and like I would think they were cute and then I'd go on a first date with them and I was like, whoa, never again.
Yeah.
I'm sure you felt similar when you're being around those guys, and when I say those guys, you kind of know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Anyway, so I eventually ran into this, I didn't run into him, but honestly so Derek and I met randomly. We got invited by two mutual friends to go hike Mount Tipinogos at midnight, and this is an 8-hour hike.
Let me tell you, this hike I did when I was in high school, and I vowed to myself in that moment when I got to the top, I said, I will never be doing this again.
Yes,
like, this is it for me.
It's one of those you regret,
terribly like, long hikes that are just so boring, and you like do it at midnight and you're like, why am I literally hiking at 3 a.m
yeah, why,
like why am I still hiking?
Yeah. And the thing about this is I did not want to go on this hike, because do you want to know why? I had hiked this 6 days before.
I can't believe you agreed to that. That's too soon.
Literally 6 days before. And I did the same thing as Lo. I was like, nope, I will never step foot on that mountain again. Like, I did it. I can check it off my bucket list and I'm never going back. Mm-hmm. So here I am. I got dragged there by my friend because she kind of had this thing for one of the guys that was going. She's like, you have to be my wing woman. We have to go. Anyway, she woke me up. I was asleep on the couch and then she dragged me there. So this is where I meet Derek. We shake hands, and I didn't I didn't even get his name. This is so funny because it's an 8-hour hike and we literally did not talk.
Didn't like, he run the whole mountain?
He ran. So Derek is
so classic.
Is insane. And him and two of the guys, we were on a hike with a big group. But him and two of the guys decided that they just wanted to like Iron Man run this thing. I don't even know. They got there like 2 hours before we did. So I was back there with my friend and then a bunch of random people that I didn't know. But Derek was gone, like didn't see him the entire way up. And when we got to the top, it was the coldest weather I have ever been in, because you're up so high in elevation. Like there's snow everywhere and whatnot. But all I had was this hoodie and like a windbreaker jacket thing. And the hoodie was like a light, thin hoodie. This is important to the story, I promise. So there's a guy up there and he doesn't have a jacket, and I I give him my jacket because I felt so bad. I'm like, this is the coldest I've ever been.
The Sarah being like a nice gentleman to this guy.
And I didn't have anything.
The chivalry.
Yeah. And I did not have a thing for this guy. I just honestly felt so bad for him. And I had my thin hoodie, but he was literally wearing a short sleeve shirt. So I gave him my windbreaker. I am down on a rock wanting to die. So there's like different ledges when you get to the top, and we're trying to watch the sunset or the sunrise, sorry, as it comes up. I am my body is just shivering, shaking, and I'm like, this is the worst thing of my entire life. And I'm down there on the rock. I had hit my knee on a rock before that, so I'm like limping everywhere. And I think Derek noticed this, because when I was climbing, this is the only interaction we had on the entire 8-hour hike. When I was climbing up the rocks, he noticed that I was just like struggling to get And I see this, like, it's like kind of an Aladdin moment. I see this hand stretch out in front of me and he's like, do you need some help? And I was like, nope, I got it. And I walked right past him, like me being me. Like,
it sounds that's like so me. Classic Sarah. It's not even funny.
I was just like, nope, I'm good. And walked right past him. And he's like, okay, right. And I didn't even know this guy's name. I was just
and
like,
and then oh, she's whatever. Handing out jackets to all the guys. You can tell who's boss.
No, my gosh. I sound insane.
No, you don't. It's no. Just so funny.
So I walk right past this cute guy with a, like, this is like a movie moment and I totally screwed it up. Like I just Gnar. Was like, Gnar, I'm having the worst day of my life. Like, just leave me Gnar, alone.
Don't talk to me.
Anyway, so that was
rejection.
That was, yeah, poor Derek, honestly. Anyway, so that was the only time we talked. We ended up hitting it off after that because I, it's funny, his friend that he was with actually kind of had a crush on me. And so he reached back out to me and was like, let's hang out. And then no hard feelings in this at all. We're actually still like best friends with his friend. But Derek and I just hit it off that night like super well. We went and hung out with them again. I learned his name and then we had a fire and then we hung out every single day after that. And honestly, I was just like, Derek was so different than any guy I had ever dated because I wouldn't say like, I kind of dated like schmoozer.
Yeah, a little bit of the a little bit of the sweet talkers, a little bit of the
bad boy sweet talkers. Bad boy sweet talk.
The ones that just know how to talk to you, but then in the end, you just don't know what you're gonna get.
I just don't. Yeah, no, and I think that's like
Derek's just so pure.
That's why he's so pure. That's why he was so intriguing to me because I was like, you're like a little unicorn coming in here. Like, who are you? Like, just so nice, kind of shy. Like, I never went for shy guys.
Yeah.
And I also never went for blonde guys. So this was just shocking to me all around. But the crazy part about this is, like, I have this guy that I thought I was, like, so in love with. And then I was, like, in love with Derek, like, 2 weeks after I met him. So things just, like, progressed really fast. And it was just crazy to me. So we obviously kept our relationship going and I had messaged my missionary kind of telling him like, okay, like we're so you're completely telling done. Me
when did you fall in love with Derek?
It was literally 2 weeks. We told each other we loved each other like 2 weeks.
Do you remember the moment that you knew you loved him?
Yeah.
When?
Oh gosh. Okay.
Like what was it? What was the exact moment?
I was literally walking on campus and I had like this weird, like, this sounds just stupid, like this overwhelming moment of like, I do not want to like lose this guy or live without this guy. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm freaking in love with him. Oh my. And it was 2 weeks. I sound actually insane when I say that.
It's true love. And I love just, for sight.
It was even talking about it, I'm like, I'm crazy. but he was actually feeling the exact same way. And so like we had gotten together like later that night and we both told each other we loved each other and it was just like it felt
who said it first
oh my gosh, I can't even remember.
Really?
I know the setting, I know everything. I don't know if it was me. I feel like I brought it up and then
what did you say?
I told him, I was like, you're going to think like I'm actually insane. I remember saying this to him, like, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I've just been feeling this way, like I feel like I am in love with you. I think I said it first, actually.
No way.
And he was like, no, I feel the exact same way. Like, I love you too. And we were just like, okay, this is, and we both sat there and I think we were both just shocked.
Can, like, I just say something on Derek's side really quick?
Yes.
So like from my point of view, Tanner and I are freshly married. Like, I've been around Derek since 2009. I met Derek. And so what year was he? Probably in ninth grade?
Yeah.
No, he was in eighth grade.
He was in eighth or ninth?
No, yeah. And I met him before that because I was in junior high with him. Yeah. So anyway, I've known Derek for so many years. I've seen him through girlfriends. Like, I've seen him, like, literally since he was little till through high school. So I, like, have seen him with people. And Tanner and I were like, Derek, honestly, he's not going to get married till he's 40. Like, he doesn't
and
care.
Everybody told me that. They're like, he's like, not getting married.
From my point of view, I was like, you know what? Derek is just going to be a bachelor. He's going to live it up. He's going to have so much fun. He doesn't care to get married. Like, I could, any girlfriend that he had, I was just like, yeah, so how's it? He's like, yeah. Like, he never was, like, super into his girl. Like, he was, like, having fun, but never, like, serious about them. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
He was never serious.
He
about
had
it.
Like a few week girlfriend. Like,
yeah, like it's just like you could tell, like he just never had his heart and soul into it. And so I was like, yeah, it's fine. He'll never get married. Like, whatever.
It's and fine. He'll never get married.
Like, then he meets Sarah, and he is, when I tell you, he was so smitten. Like, anytime we were with Derek, we would go and like pick her up to like go to dinner or something, and she would walk out of like her place, and he would just start like being like, holy crap, she's so freaking hot, holy hell. Like, he was literally like that,
so
and
funny.
Just so into so Sarah sweet. And I had never seen him this way. I was just like, holy crap, this guy is into this girl. Like, Derek is into this girl. I've never seen him that way, and I'd seen him for years, you know. So that, like, I so knew sweet. That like what was happening was like going to be like a thing. Like, I was like, this is his
it
girl.
It might be a 6 month relationship instead of a 2 week.
Yeah.
You're like, this is going
I'm like,
places.
This is going places. Like, he might settle down. We don't
oh
know.
Oh my gosh. Well, that is
anyway,
sweet.
That's just a little tidbit.
No, but yeah, it did go super fast. And Lauren's right. It took off. We started talking about marriage, about, well, let's just say I guess we're kind of getting off because I have to tell you the in between. Yeah. But we did get engaged 6 months after.
After meeting. That is wild.
We got engaged, yeah.
Their first date was our wedding.
Yes, their first. That's such a fun thing for me now. Yeah. Like,
I can't
back.
Believe, like, that you were at my wedding. Because yes. You always think, like, later on in life, you're like, I wish that, this like, my friends now could there. Be at my wedding.
And
like,
I was there. I was
Sarah
there
was
for the dance
there.
Party. Like, we.
Their first date, she was at my wedding dinner the night before and my actual wedding, and I'm so happy. I'm like, you literally got to be at my
I
wedding.
Got to be at every yeah besides like the actual wedding, like, which don't remember I shouldn't be you. There but I should not be at the actual wedding, but like the rest of it was so fun, and I got to meet Lauren and Tanner and like actually meet them, not the first impression, mm-hmm. but and meet the whole family, which is awesome. But rewinding to my relationship blossoming with Derek, I had to...
She still has a missionary to deal with.
Yeah, I obviously had to tell John that...
John.
I had to... Dear John the John. So that's what I did. I sent him a letter and he was not happy. We had a best friend.
How far into your relationship with Derek are you sending him a Dear John?
It was pretty soon because I had told Derek that I loved him. It was around
like a
that
month
time.
In.
Yeah.
Like around a month.
Or even less
or a couple
that.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
But apparently he had already been getting some information about me and Derek from a friend that we were hanging out with that was also friends with John. So mm-hmm. friends with Derek, friends with John, he's kind of in the middle of this and he's letting John know like, hey dude, they're going to get engaged. Like, they're very serious. What's going on? So fast forward, obviously this is not great news for John to hear. And this is where it gets fun. John ends up coming home. He's supposed to be out there for 2 years and he comes home. He's like months in, right? He's not even to a year. He's yeah. just months in. And I get a call from one of my other friends saying, okay, he's flying home. And I am...
Heart in butt.
I'm just like, what is happening here? What? Why? Like, why is he coming home?
Is it more maddening than anything? Are you frustrated? Are you sad?
I like get
scared?
It. I feel like I can't be mad at all. Mm-hmm. Like I get it. But at the time I was just like, what is going on? Like, I didn't know what to think about it. And I'm like, why is he doing that? Like mm-hmm. what? Like if we were meant to be, it should work, like stay out there. I don't know. But like, I totally get where he's coming from. So I'm not mad. I was just shocked. And so obviously he gets home. Derek is pooping his pants. Like, he is so nervous. The boyfriend of 2 years that she hasn't seen in forever is coming home to talk to her, probably to talk me out of marrying Derek. So anyway, we end up setting, he obviously messages me, he calls me on the phone, and Derek is actually in the room when he calls me on the phone, and he is, you know, saying that he wants to meet up and talk and just like hash it out, like figure out what's going on. And I was super scared, but I honestly was giving him kind of a cold shoulder because I was just like, why, like what? And I was in such a good place with Derek at the time that I was just like, this is just throwing a wrench. And I am not really one for the drama. Like, I just thought this is too much for me. So I end up having a conversation with him. We meet up in a Costco parking lot.
Very nice.
Yeah, very nice. And we have a conversation. And honestly, I know you guys want some juicy juice stuff. I kind of just shut him down and I was like, this is where I'm at. Like, you kind of shouldn't be here type thing. And I'm in love with Derek. And
like, it was done for you. You were like,
it was kind of done.
Closed.
Like, I was kind of closed off and I was like, this, I knew Derek was like the best of the best. His heart, guys, when I say he has one of the best hearts in the world, it's true. And not that my other boyfriend didn't, but it was just something really rare and that I knew he would be a good husband. So for this, it was kind of closed off for me. So I didn't really entertain it. I didn't go on a date with him. I wasn't like, I kind of just closed it off and I definitely feel like I broke his heart. But that's what happened. So then
the way things go.
I saw him a few times after that. Derek and him actually played basketball with each other because super we kind of fun. Run in the same friend groups. We have a lot of mutual friends and I'm not going to say some elbows were thrown, but some elbows were thrown.
So scary.
But yeah, that was just kind of messy for a while. But then I just kind of knew that I wanted to marry Derek. So with that being said, we got married 6 months after we got engaged and haven't looked back.
You knew each other for a year.
Yeah.
From the time you knew each other till you got married, it was a year.
A little less than a year.
Less than a year. Because it was
June and we met like beginning of August.
August.
Yeah. So it was actually a little less than a year. So month here, month there. But yeah, so that is my story. I think Derek was a lot more worried about that whole thing than me. I was just kind of like, I'll handle this.
Yeah, you're like, I'm good. I'm done.
Yeah. So, and I honestly,
you're a decisive person, I feel like. So it's good.
But like nothing but love for John. And he has a beautiful wife and he has a kid. And
successful story there too.
We've seen them since. And we all, Derek and I, all of us talked and we get along. And it's, everyone ended up happy. So
that's all you can ask for.
That's all I could ask for. But that was kind of my little love triangle. But we really, really need to dive into Lauren's because this one's a doozy, you guys. So let's let Lo take it off.
Take it off. Take it off.
Take it off. Take off the jacket. Let's get real.
let's take an item off every time something bad happens.
every
time I make the wrong decision in the story, let's have Sarah take an item off.
I'm an introvert and I used up my words for the day. So maybe <You're done. laughs> take it off.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so we're going to dive into what happened to me.
We're not going to want to miss this, you guys.
This is just, you know what? I'm not as decisive as Sarah is. And let's just say Sarah handled hers with such class, such grace, such beauty.
yeah, right.
I, on the other hand, am slightly more messy in this story. And not on purpose. I just think I get very attached to people, I would say.
Your heart was being pulled in two directions.
I get so emotionally invested in people and it's so hard for me to like, I just, yeah.
Anyway, when Lo cares, she cares. Like,
it cuts me deep.
I mean, I feel like your heart was just constantly being tugged in this situation because they were both really great guys. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so take it away.
We're going to jump in. Tanner and I met in high school. I met Tanner when I was a junior as well. I was a junior and he was a senior. He actually, I found a little note that he wrote to me when I was a sophomore, and it was basically Hags Tanner, because at the time I had a boyfriend. And so I think that time it was just like, you pass your yearbooks out, everyone signs it. I think he signed mine, was like, have a great summer.
Honestly,
like,
looking
never
back,
see you again.
So cute, Tanner. That you guys have these little things.
It's
though.
So like, weird. And like, we think back to our like high school selves and we're like, we couldn't be more different now. Like, how did we end up like being able to change together and like, with all this. So anyway, so we met at a Sonic drive-in and you know, I like saw him and I was like, he's hotter than H-E double and I need this man in my life. And I like, at the time I was like, oh my gosh, like somebody had just asked me to homecoming and I was like, this guy, I want him to ask me. And I found out that he wanted to, but I'd already been asked and I was heartbroken. So immediately when I saw Tanner and like we had talked, it was like I wanted him like immediately. And I was a very extroverted cheerleader. Tanner is the complete opposite. He was introvert, like had one best friend, was a baseball player.
Shy, mysterious guy.
So mysterious, so freaking hot and just like Exactly. So different than what I had been dating like in the past. Like, so different.
Go for the shy guys. Well, you know,
shy guy says, go for whoever you want. But you know what? It was for us, for me, it was difference in like a very, I came out of a very toxic relationship right before Tanner, and seeing that guys could be nice was mind blowing for me. So yeah, we dated my junior year, Tanner senior year. I was so in love with this man. I was so freaking smitten, and I knew I was going to marry him, but I also knew, like, shiz, I'm gonna not be able to marry this guy for probably 4 years, because since I was a junior and he was a senior, he graduated, and then he did a year of school before he went on a mission. And so I knew we had that year, we had the year that he went to school, and then we had 2 years of him serving a mission until he was back home and he was an eligible bachelor to date. And I knew this, like, I like met him and I was just like, I love him and I'm going to marry him, but shiz, like, it's going to be a long haul. Like,
yeah, we've got really 4 years. Had to wait that out.
Yeah.
And just,
oh. And I knew it. And I was just like, okay, well, here we go. And I strapped in, and Tanner, actually my senior year of high school, he moved to BYU. He went to Hawaii for school. So he went to BYU Hawaii. And I was devastated when he told me he was going to Hawaii for school. I called my sister sobbing. My sister thought Tanner had died. Like, I'm not kidding you. The way I was heartbroken, because I knew, well, I wasn't 3,000
miles away.
I'm not going to see. I'm like, okay, I have 1 year with you before you go on a 2 year mission, and you're going to be in Hawaii now. And I'm like, going to be alone. How often
are you going to be able to go out there and see him?
Yeah. Like, which was one time for like a few days. You know what I mean? So I was heartbroken. And we both like talked about it, like, we had the best year together. And then he was like, all right, I'm going to go to school. And I was like, okay, here we go. Like, this is the start of like 3 years of straight torture for me, because I knew I loved this guy. And I was like, man, I want to be with him. And so my senior year was actually so much fun, though. We had decided, like, okay, we're not going to be together, but, you know, like, we still love each other. And we talked every single day. I didn't kiss anyone my senior year, but
Lauren was a very loyal, faithful
woman. That I just like,
you just loved probably him. Weren't interested.
I wasn't interested. I like, I had little like flirty times with like some boys in my grade,
and were I there, think there did were you moments? Have like, I imagine you had a lot of guys pursuing you. Did were there a lot of guys that wanted to date you, or did they stay away because they knew that you were taken by this older guy?
Yeah, so that was a funny little weird thing in high school. I had like 5 guy best friends, and they called it the Pentagon, I want to say. And they
protected you with the Pentagon.
They said that they were all in love with me.
Oh,
and that
wait, 5 men, whoa, pause, 5 Pentagon men are in love with you.
They like came up with this thing. I love them all now. Like, it's just like funny.
Oh, you love them all now?
No. I mean, I wish them would. No, we were all really good friends, and like, we had been good friends through high school, and like, one by one, they started professing their love for me, and I didn't know really what to do, because they're all my good guy friends, and like, I did video with all these people. That's where I
It's
video.
Hard to have guy friends in
it
high school.
It's like, really hard, because there's mixed. Like, I'm a very I will say I was a very flirty girly.
Very extroverted.
Very extroverted. And not trying to be flirty, but just like, I was very outgoing. And I was very much just like, blah, blah, blah with all my friends. And so I think maybe like some mixed signals got sent. Or like, I don't know.
If you give a high school boy that kind of has a, oh my gosh.
Freaking.
Hi,
that
Jack.
Scared me so bad. Jack just popped through the window. Jack just
popped through the actual window. Office. There's not a screen on the window, and we had it open.
That was so haunting.
My 3-year-old just gave me the jump scare of a life. But on the inside, I like actually
that
didn't
was
jump.
So funny.
He's what did he even say?
Did he say hello?
Hello.
I don't even know. So anyway, what
was I saying? You were saying that
it was just a funny little situation, but we can all laugh about that now because it was just funny. But like, so I definitely had some probably opportunities to kiss some boys, and I didn't actually. I kept just thinking like, no, like I just was still so in love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was so smitten.
But, like, good for you for not, like, if you have all these guys coming after you, like,
I don't want to sound like I had all these guys coming after me. That sounds so freaking dumb.
But there was just but you did times. Because you were hot, no, hot no, lady no. in high school, hot commodity. But no. for you to like actually not, because you're in high school, for you to be hanging out with them and not kiss any of them, like that was more control than this girl over here had. So
I don't know. I guess you could call it control. I don't know. I think I got my payback a little later on in the story, but yeah, at the time I had some self-control there.
Yeah,
and I found out, but like Tanner is in college, and you know, we had agreed that we weren't together. He kissed a couple of girls while he was in Hawaii, and when he told me that,
she's who should not be named.
Oh, lots of I can't them. Even three talk them. About them.
Three,
just kidding. One of them I'm still friends with, but no, I think there was just two.
Okay,
maybe it was three. I can't remember.
But we're talking multiple times. Just kidding.
Yeah. We're talking multiple times.
Sessions, multiple. So does it count?
That's for true. One and two?
I'm just
so
kidding.
Yeah, when he told me that, I was actually a little bit crushed. Can't lie, but I got over it. I was like, you know what? We weren't together. It's fine. Whatever. You were your freshman year of college.
And honestly, for freshman year of college, it's actually not compared to what it could have been.
It was, yeah. It's okay. I forgave him. Yeah. But so he comes home from college. So it's two semesters. He comes home, I think, in April. We have from then until the end of summer till he leaves on his mission, his two-year mission. So we have summer together. And
was it the best summer of your life?
It was straight up the best summer ever. It was complete bliss. Like, I was with him 25/8. Like, I literally didn't leave his side. As much as I was with, like, could be with him, I was with him. I also started college that summer. So I was like a little bit busy. He was working. So we weren't able to be together like all day, but as much as we could be together, we were together. I was just like fully in love with Tanner and just knew I wanted to marry him, but I knew I had a 2-year thing coming up. So end of summer comes, it's time to say goodbye. It was the worst day of my life.
You probably called your sister again.
Yep.
This time actually
feeling like I was going to die. Yeah. And she's like, you're going to do this. My sister actually had Tanner do a voice recording for me, like to give to me after he was gone. Because when Tanner left on his mission at that time, all I could do was write him a handwritten letter. I literally couldn't even email him. And so it's like, okay, send the letter. Like he gets it in a couple weeks. Then he has to handwrite letter back. Sends it back
that's
to me.
That's cruel.
Once
if
week.
I'm being honest, that is cruel.
Straight up the worst thing ever. And so I was just like in total darkness, total despair, total depression. Like I missed him so much. He was my world. And then he was gone. And I was just like, all right, this is the next 2 years. He's just gone. And I knew like we had talked about like I was going to date while he was gone. And so he kind of knew that. But I was just like, whatever. Like this sucks. And so we're just writing, you know, handwritten letters back and forth. I actually got into a relationship, probably like 4 months after he was gone.
Where did you meet, what should we call him? Rick?
Ricky.
Ricky G. Ricky.
Ricky G.
Where did you meet Rick?
I met Rick in high school.
Oh.
Yeah. So he, was actually one of the boys that like, maybe could have potentially, I could have kissed in high school. I had a moment, but like, I was like, oh no, like,
yeah,
just trying not to have.
So there's history here.
There's history.
Too,
and so like Tanner knew about him. So it was a little bit of a sore subject when he found out I was dating him.
Because he knows the guy.
Yeah. And so anyway, so we dated for a little bit, but he left on a mission shortly after. So, I like knew, you know, like, I don't know. Like it, I didn't have the, like, I never told Tanner when I was going on dates or like dating somebody, I was like, this is just going to like hurt him. And like, if I know I'm not going to marry them, like, he's going to be on a mission.
So
like,
did you, if did you ever tell Tanner about Rick or how did this?
So Rick actually told Tanner about him.
Rick? I'm sorry, what?
Oh,
Rick
my
was
gosh.
The one that told?
Yes.
Rick.
Wait, did you not know this?
I think you left that detail out.
Do you not know this part of the story?
Rick had no business.
Oh my goodness.
Telling Tanner.
Yes. So Rick actually emailed him. And this what? Is like, he was feeling sad because he knew like, okay, I'm going on a mission after Tanner. And so that means like Lauren's probably going to marry him or somebody else before I even get home. So he was kind of feeling
he's covering
like,
his bases.
He's kind of feeling like, I want to not just like feel like I never existed.
Oh dear.
So he writes Tanner a letter and it's basically saying like, you being the old boyfriend and me being the now boyfriend.
Stop
like,
it.
How did you do this? So
wait, that's was this Tanner a nice out. Letter?
This letter is,
I feel like this
a
is
little bit like a little bit like haunting because Tanner doesn't know I'm dating him. Okay. And Rick knew that he didn't know. And
I'm
so
sorry, this is a red flag for Ricky G over here.
And so, yeah, Tanner finding that out, he was a little bit upset. He never.
Yeah, because it would have been better coming from you.
Exactly. I was like, oh, my gosh. So, yeah, he ended up. Tanner wrote me a handwritten letter. And basically told me like, oh yeah, like I know that
he
you're
leave his tears
Rick.
On the letter. He never, Tanner's tears on the letter.
Tanner never even messaged Ricky back. He could have ripped him, you know, apart and then just gotten so mad, but he didn't.
Good job, Tanner.
And he ended up just writing me and just was like, hey, I know this is happening. Like, of course I'm bummed, but you know, like,
okay, whatever. Sorry, one more question. When Tanner writes you this letter and says like,
that's when I found out that he found
that's
out.
That's when you found out. So Ricky didn't even
Ricky
tell
didn't
you?
Tell me that. He
okay.
Wrote this
another
letter.
Red flag, Ricky D. Another red
he
flag.
He was feeling so sad. So sad.
Okay. So did you like,
I didn't,
did you talk to Ricky G?
Yes.
And say,
of
why did you
oh
do
my gosh.
This?
I am a confront. Like if something's on my mind and bothering me, I will say like I can't keep it in. Like I have to say something. And so, yeah, I find out through this handwritten letter that I was so excited. I was like opening and then I was like, oh my gosh.
How do you know?
Wow. So Tanner had told me, Ricky told him. And I was like, I call Ricky. I'm just like, Ricky, what in the actual? And he is feeling so bad. He's like, I'm so sorry. That was not my place. I was
yeah,
like,
yeah, wasn't your place? Get the
yeah. I was
out
like,
of here.
I was ready to break up with him. I was so mad.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, you know what? Like, it's fine. Like I forgave him that night. He felt literally, if you could have seen him, he was just like feeling like
he was
the
in
worst.
Panic mode.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think
he
no,
knew
but,
he did something. He was like, oh,
but
crap.
I think panic mode is what led him to send this. Mm-hmm. Like he's covering
like he's
his
leaving.
Faces.
Like, and me and Ricky were having like a very good relationship. And so I think he was
got
just
stressed
like,
that you were going to go back to Tanner.
Yeah.
Which is wow. Totally yeah. Stupid fear.
Yeah. Like why would we even worry
totally.
About that? Crazy.
Totally not validated.
So anyway, so then I was like, whatever. So then we ended up dating until he went on a mission. And then I said, you know, see you to him. And then I was like, I don't know why I'm such like a freaking girlfriend girl or a boyfriend girl. Like I always had a freaking boyfriend, it felt like. And I had decided, I was like, you know what? I'm not freaking dating anyone anymore. I just got into BYU Hawaii. I knew that I was transferring out there. And I was going to be in Hawaii for the next year. I was like, this year is going to fly by. I'm going to Hawaii and I'm not going to date anyone. I'm going to learn how to surf. And then Tanner's going to be home. You know, like that. I was just like, that's my plan. I'm going to go to Hawaii, have so much freaking fun. And then Tanner's going to be home and it's going to go by like this. And we're going to get married and we're going to live in Hawaii forever. And that was it. And so that was my plan. It was like a really great plan until I met this person the first week of moving to Hawaii. So that whole summer I'm like working, I'm straight up working at Vivint, saving up my money to go to Hawaii because it's expensive and I needed to know that I was able to pay for this. So I'm working customer service at Vivint. It's just funny because I actually, because it's the only job I've ever gotten fired from.
You got fired from
I
customer
got fired
service.
From customer service. Who the heck gets fired from customer service?
What
it
did
was
because
I had too many flags on being like late signing in.
You know, I'm actually not shocked by that.
Like, that's actually probably so true. Like,
this is very on point, actually.
This
no,
is very
I understand.
On point. But it was like times where I would like be at lunch, like in their lunchroom, and I would come back and I would log in like a minute too slow and I'd get a flag and I got straight up fired. I've never been more embarrassed in my life. That's just a side note. Anyway, so I'm saving up all this money. I moved to Hawaii and I'm like This is going to be the year of the girls. I'm just going to freaking have all these girlfriends and just
freaking. It's never the year of the girls.
It's never the year of the effing girls because I always have a freaking boyfriend. Ugh.
So bad.
So,
does this to herself. Yeah, so
I
literally
made this decision. So I meet this guy. What should we call him?
Rob. Rob. Rob is good.
Okay, so this guy, Rob, I meet him. And at first, I'm just like straight up friend zoned him. And I'm like, he's just going to be like a good friend. Like, he's fun to be around. Yeah, so then a week after that, after okay,
where did you meet him? Where did you meet Rob? What was the meeting like?
This is important. It was outside of a college dance party. And then he was like, hey, like, you should come hang. And so I was like, sure. And yeah, so then after a week of hanging out like every single day, I was like, oh, I noticed that he had like a bunch of friends that were just girls. And I was like, I'm just gonna be another one of his like friends that's girls. Like, look, he just has so many.
Oh man.
Yeah, the next week we had our first kiss and I was like, shiz.
Oh no. Really, and at this point, did you really like him?
I liked him. And I was like, you know what? This is gonna be fun. Like, whatever. I'll just like lightheartedly date him.
Except
and
for Lauren doesn't just lightheartedly date anybody.
I freaking don't because I get a freaking attached.
For you to think that you were just gonna go in there and lightheartedly date him.
The fact I told him too, I was just like, hey, by the way, like in the first week of dating him, like the first week where we weren't even dating, but like the first week we're like kissing, hanging out. I'm like, by the way, I do have a missionary. And just so you know, like, I do want to see where things go when he gets home. And he took that and was just like, yeah, okay. And he was like, I've got this in the bag. Oh, like, are you kidding?
So he was
me?
Very
like,
confident.
He's like, I have a year to convince this girl.
Oh, that's true. That's
I have a
time.
Year to convince this girl that, like, it's me and not this guy. Like, he didn't even act worried one bit. So I was like, sweet. Like, he's down.
We
like,
love a confident guy.
I thought, like, hey, he's down to, like, date casually.
Yeah.
And then like I get attached, you know, like we just really hit it off. And I was like, wow, I like actually ended up really liking this guy. So much so that like I told him that I loved him. It got to that point. And at this point, they had just changed the rules. So I was able to email Tanner. Okay. So this, the last year of his mission, I was able to email him. But at this point, I was dating Rob and emails started getting fewer and fewer and shorter and shorter.
With Tanner. And was Tanner noticing or did you tell him?
Oh, he was noticing. I didn't tell him what was happening, but he was noticing.
And would he say like, hey, like I haven't heard from you in a while?
Yeah, he would give me a little nudge like, hey, I'd love to talk to you. And then I'd write him back and I just felt so much guilt. I was just like, I can't tell him that I love him while I'm telling another guy that I love him. Yeah. So I would like avoid saying I love you. And
so
I would,
what were your feelings for Tanner at this point in time?
For Tanner at this point, I knew I still cared about him, but I was
kind of faded because you haven't seen him
in
so long.
It did fade. It was like, okay, he's been gone for a year and a half or whatever, and I'm in love. I, you know, love this person that I'm currently dating, and it's so fresh. It's so like, we're like, I've changed so much over the course of this last year and a half, and I was just like, holy cow, like, wow, like I really do like
you
this guy.
You could start picturing yourself like maybe marrying Rob.
Yeah, and I like couldn't let go of the thought of Tanner. Like I was never at the point where I was like, see you later, closed door. It was just like I knew that the things were about to get tricky because of my feelings for Rob. We end up dating the rest of the next semester. Things just got super real. And I like am like, shiz, Tanner gets home in August. I now have the summer with Rob and then I have to decide like, this is it. Like, this is all the time I have left. And I knew I still wanted to see Tanner when he got home and Rob knew.
But at this point, Rob was like, he was the most fresh. So he was kind of your front runner, right?
Like at this point, I was just like, I was so unsure of everything at this time in my life. I was just like, I know my feelings are so strong for Rob. And I know they're so like fresh and real. And I just still had this feeling in the back of my mind, like you still need to see Tanner. Like you still need to like,
you need to figure that out.
Figure
Give
that
him
out.
A chance.
Because I had
feel.
Been so sure and so invested that I was just like, I can't not, you know?
Yeah.
And
well,
so
and you have to see how you feel when Tanner gets home.
Like, yeah. So I go through the summer with Rob. We have such a great time, like literally such a great person. So fun. And like, mind you, during this time, like he's getting so close to my family. Like
Rob, well, wasn't like Rob already close with your brother?
Yeah, like he becomes like best friends with my brother. Like,
and Lauren cares, like, very respects her older brother very much. So
me and my brother are so close.
Yeah.
So like the fact that he had never, and my brother was never around when Tanner and I dated. He was often on a mission as well, and then he was in school. And so like when Tanner and I dated, he didn't get to know Tanner because he wasn't there. He wasn't at the house. When I dated Rob, he was living in the basement at the time. And so we were with each other 24/7. He like was with us for our relationship. So he got super close to him. So I was feeling a lot of pressure, like not from him, because he never told me like, you need to do this or do this. It was just like in the back of my mind. I like knew that. So anyway, a month before Tanner gets home, I'm like, all right, I've got to do something here. Like, I need to tell Tanner what the heck he's coming home to, because it's not the same as when he left. And I also need like time and space to clear my head. I feel like I need to like not be dating Rob when Tanner gets home. Like, I can't.
Was your emailing kind of at a minimum with Tanner at this point, or was it completely cut off?
No, it was still happening, but very few and far in between compared to what had been the first year. I was just like every week I was there, and so he like knew something was off.
Yeah.
I email him and I just say like, hey, like this is a month before he gets home, and I'm just like, hey, Tanner, I feel like I need to inform you of like, set the scene for you kind of like before you get home, so you're not like blindsided or you know, like have like different expectations or whatever. But I have been dating somebody this last year. I'm sure I could find the email. It's probably so, you know, I didn't know
how to dig that up.
Yeah. He was just like, I just basically told him like, I've been dating somebody the last year. I have very, very strong feelings for them. It's gotten pretty serious, but I had told Rob, hey, like we need to break things off for now. I need time to clear my space before Tanner gets home, and then I'm gonna see him and kind of like, I'll let you know. Like, I was just kind of like, hey, like I need some time. And Rob, being a good guy that he is, like any other guy I feel like would be like, peace, like if you don't know by now, then see ya.
Yeah.
But he was like so understanding, very like, you know what, like,
which take makes all the it time even harder, my so hard add.
So hard. And so he was very understanding, like, yep, that's totally fine. Like, at this point, he's still very confident that, like, we'll end up together, right? And so he gives me the time and space. I told Tanner, you know, I did pause things with him so that I could still see you. I would like to still, like, talk with you when you get home if you're open to that. I kind of, like, left the door open for him to, like, fill in the gaps in case he was like, absolutely not, I won't be seeing you or whatever. So I sent that email. He emailed back and was like, I could kind of tell things were off, like, you know, I could kind of put the pieces together, but I would still love to see you when I get home. So that was like our last email.
They're both home. Just being little angels.
No, straight up. And he gets home and I am so nervous. Like, I drove around his house for literally like 2 hours straight before I went in, waiting for his mom to give me permission to come in. And like, she finally texts me and I'm like, okay, finally. I go in with my cousin. I brought my cousin with me because she's one of my best friends, and she was with me and Tanner a lot through our relationship. So I was like, I need you there. So she was my little support. And we went in and I saw Tanner, and immediately I looked at my cousin and I was like, I'm gonna marry him.
Oh my gosh.
I had this overwhelming feeling, like, holy crap, like, you're going to marry him. Like, I knew in that moment.
Wow.
Which was so wild, because if you knew where I was at, like, with the other relationship, you would be like.
And just, like, knowing the rest of the story. Yeah. It's like, oh.
So I knew. It's like, I knew in that moment. And then I gave him a hug and I was just like, holy crap. But then, you know, like, we start hanging out. I'm hanging out with Tanner. Rob is just waiting. Just patiently waiting off to the side.
It's like, you feel bad for both
you
of them.
So
like,
you feel so bad. Like, for who them. Am I? Like, that's what I'm saying is, I
no,
feel
but
like
it's
you
not
have,
your fault. You're just trying to figure it out.
I like, know, but I just feel like I'm the witch in this situation. And not. I'm like, anyway, so I feel terrible. I'm with Tanner. that first week, like, I'm realizing, you know what? Like, I still love him, but our love has to grow. Like, we have been put on pause for so long, and I've changed so much, and I'm in this new relationship, and there's so much change that had happened in my life, and I felt like, okay, there's still some we have to re-fall in love here. I think I always knew, like, I knew I was going to marry Tanner. It was just really, really hard for me to close a door on a relationship that I saw had so much potential and was so fresh and current.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you're seeing them both as, like, really good options. Like, there wasn't, like, a bad option.
Yeah, and it wasn't, like, one of them was, like, the worst jerk, and I was, like, choosing, you know, between two. I don't know. Anyway, it was just hard. And I get to a point where, like, a month goes by where Tanner's home from his mission for a month. I get a text from Rob, and he's like, I need you to make a decision. Like, this is getting hard.
Honestly, a month is pretty.
A month is a time.
That's a lot. Like, I feel like
it is.
I feel like not know. Probably tempted probably every day to text you. So,
and
to
not know and to be like, come on now. Like, at this point, he's still thinking she's gonna choose me.
Yeah,
you know, like, can you just make
your decision?
That was
probably the most stressful month of his life.
Oh, I can't even imagine. And so he's like, you know what? Like, I do need you to make a decision. It's getting a little bit tough for me over here.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I understand. Like, I completely understand. And I do feel like I need to make a decision. Like, this is crazy. So we have the night of reckoning. Like, okay. This is so freaking crazy. We literally have a night where he's like, this is the day that I need my decision. And so he sets the day.
This is the bachelorette finale.
This is the bachelorette finale where I'm giving out my final rose, you guys. And I'm still at this point where, yeah, like, Tanner's been home for a month. That might sound like a long time, but I'm still, like, fighting through feelings for somebody else. And I feel like I love two people at one time. And I'm like, I am the bachelorette. I feel love for both of these people. And I can see a future with both of these people. I'm a spiritual person, and I was praying, and I was asking, like, please help me, like, know what to do. Like, I know, God, that you know what I'm going to choose. Please tell me what I'm going to do, because I can't make this decision. And every single time my answer would be like, it's up to you. Like, it's your decision.
Ugh.
Like, you have to
make this decision. How rude of God.
Exactly. I was pissed. I was actually pissed. And I was like, no.
Like, give me a right or a left here.
I had heard these stories from all these people, like, oh, when I prayed and then this huge answer came. And it was like, I felt like I was being left in the dark. I was like, who's going to help me here? At the time, my mom had just remarried. My mom was in a relationship with somebody who we all hated. And mind you, my mom is the best, most angel person on the planet. She raised me and my brother and sister by herself, single mom. And like, she ends up meeting this guy right when Tanner gets home from his mission, like, right when things are just like the peak worst timing of my life, because it's not worst timing, it's just like the most stressful time of my life. And my mom's dating this guy that we really hate. And she ends up marrying him really fast. And then I felt like at that time, I didn't really have my mom to lean on, because it was just like she was in this world. And I felt very alone. I felt like God was leaving me. My mom was leaving me. Like, it was the hardest time of my life.
You needed
I'm
me.
I'm getting emotional.
No.
Ugh.
No. Take your time.
So, anyway.
No, that's hard.
I felt like not myself, too.
But
like,
also the stress of just like, you, especially if you feel that kind of a love for two people, like, you're probably stressed out of your mind that you're like, well, when I do make a decision, that other one, I'm going to be literally ripping their heart out.
And so, it's not only their heart that I'm breaking my own heart no matter what I do. Like, I knew I was going to break somebody's heart and my own no matter what I chose.
Yeah.
So it was,
and you're trying to do it all by yourself.
And it's the biggest decision I will have ever made. It's like my future. It's my husband, it's my forever
children.
Person,
it's
my
your,
children.
It's
literally the heaviest decision I will have ever made. And I'm this straight up, how old was I? 20.
Yeah.
I'm a 20-year-old making this decision. And I'm just like, I'm a baby. I don't know what to do. I feel like I was left alone. I felt like not myself. I was so scared, so anxious, I felt so much like darkness, so like just torn, just so torn. And like I would go back to like that moment where I would like remind myself of that moment, like when I first saw Tanner, and I would like, I like knew, and I was like, why can't I just like get more of those confirmations? Like, can I just please feel anything where I like know? So anyway, this date is coming up. So the day arrives and I am freaking out, but I had decided, like I had gone back to that moment. I was like, you know what? Like it has to be Tanner. I have to say goodbye to Rob. Like, I know I had that feeling and I need to stick to it. I know I need me and Tanner had like to grow more in love, and like, I still knew that we had things to do, but like, I was going to hold on to that. I was going to hold on to that, like me knowing I knew. So don't let go of that kind of a thing. So Rob comes over first. He comes out of the limo first.
No, literally, it's always the first one that you're first like, one out dang. Of
the limo. Except for he comes in and it's like the first time I'm seeing him. I'm just like, holy crap.
Oh, no.
I still love this guy. I still love him. Like my heart. And I was just like.
The drama, you guys.
I literally was like, how in the world would I tell this guy goodbye today, knowing that we would have such a great life? I love him. Like, he's graduated from college. Like, things, like, on paper, it was just like, this makes sense. Like, yeah. On paper, things made sense with Rob. And, you know, like, Tanner's getting home from a mission. He still has 3 years left of school. He doesn't know what he's doing in life. It's, like, all the things on paper were just like, duh, you should probably like go with Rob. It makes sense. Like, yeah. It's going to be easier like to figure out. And like, it makes more sense on paper. Mm-hmm. Right. And so when I see him, all these things rush over me and I'm like, you dumb idiot. It's totally Rob. Like, it's totally Rob. And I just was like, yeah, like those feelings come rushing back. And I tell him, like, I was prepared to tell him no, but then I saw him, you know?
Oh, man. Wait, so did you change your mind there in that moment?
Yes. And I told him, I said, it's you.
Shut up. Wait, I don't think I actually knew this. You, Rob, you did the thing that actually happens on Bachelorette.
Where and then they get like, fully villainized after for. But it's I told you. Him, you said it's I you. Said, it's you.
Those like words.
I said,
like,
it's I you. And you. He picked me up and we spun around.
Oh, my gosh.
And not 3 minutes after I make the decision, not 3 minutes, and I am feeling so sick. Like, when I say I was physically ill, and I, like, at this point, you know, like, you're dating two guys at one time. You have to be pretty freaking honest. So out loud.
Literally, I'm sorry, but the mindset shift was all it took was just you seeing him.
Yeah, because I was currently in love with that guy.
You were going in to tell him no, and you saw
him. How do you tell somebody no that you're in love with?
I know. I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying the mindset shift. Exactly.
How it is.
From like minute, like the second he walks in, like that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But
so.
But you went with how you were feeling at the time, and that's kind of, I mean, that's how you were feeling.
That's how I was feeling. You're being honest. I was trying to be like, you know what? Like, how could I say no? So 3 minutes in, I had made my decision, right? I'm like feeling like I'm going to throw up. I'm feeling so sick. I am feeling like, wow.
So are you thinking you have to tell Tanner no now? Like,
yeah. So 3 minutes in, I tell Rob, I say, holy crap. I feel terrible right now. I can't lie. I feel so sick to my stomach. And
I'm still with Rob.
I'm telling Rob this. I'm telling him everything because I feel like I have to be so honest at this point, because it's like I'm dating two people at once. Let's be honest here. That's not normal. It's not great. It's not a good feeling for anyone involved. And I feel like the only thing I have is my honesty, and to like be fully honest and transparent so that they know kind of like exactly how I'm feeling. And I was like, I am feeling so sick right now. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if this means, like, does this mean I made the wrong decision? Or does this mean I'm just really sad because I have to say no to somebody else that I really love too? Like, somebody I have this history with. Like, is that, am I feeling sad because of that, or am I feeling sad because this is the wrong decision? And wow. He's like literally sitting there taking all of this, like, oh, can
why you do imagine? I feel like I'm robbed right now? Like, yeah. I feel like I'm getting broken up.
Yeah. So imagine you're taking all this right now.
But like, and so happy from 10 to zero. Like, mm-hmm. He's probably going through this roller coaster.
Exactly. And just like, I can't. And I'm just like this 20-year-old, like, trying to figure this out. And he's 5 years older than me. So he's like feeling, I'm like, you're so mature. You're so old and like mature, you know?
Yeah.
Which is so funny because at the time he was 25. Which I'm like, that's so, so young.
So mature.
So he's sitting there and he's like, you know what? Like, why don't you stick to what the decision that you've made, sleep on it, and see how you feel in the morning.
I thought you were going to say, stick to sleep your decision me. Of me and then sleep with me and we will see how
we'll
you
see
feel
how you feel in the morning. After
because you're
going to
have the
anymore.
Night of your life.
Terrible.
Just throwing it out there. We were both virgins before we got married. Yeah. Just throwing that out there. But gosh. It's fun to make jokes.
So he looks at me and he's like, give it the night. Like, see how you feel in the morning. He was not pressuring me, but he was like giving me that. And you know what? He was right for that. He was like,
oh, Rob, you're perfect.
Oh, Rob.
Never pressuring. Yeah. Never.
Except
never
for this day, this freaking terrible bachelorette day.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm like, you know what? Okay. I'm going to do what you say. I'm going to stick to my decision right now and then see how I feel in the morning, because right now I feel like terrible. So Tanner comes over. Robert leaves.
Dun, dun, dun.
Tanner comes. It's Tanner time to step out of the limo.
It's Tanner time.
And I break the news to Tanner. This is the worst night of my life. I have never cried so hard in my life. I told him, you know, like I couldn't say no to Rob and I don't know what like to do, but like I'm heartbroken and I'm so sorry. And I break up with Tanner.
Did Tanner sob?
He was crying. I was crying. We had a goodbye kiss.
No, he, not the goodbye kiss. Just, those like, ones really kill me when tears. You're breaking up and they still
goodbye
do, like,
kiss.
A kiss. No.
And he's off. And I think that's the last time I'm ever going to see him. And I didn't sleep one bit that night. I was up all night sobbing my eyes out. I woke up with the puffiest face you've ever seen in your life.
But did you still at this point feel the same way? Like,
I
know you felt sad, but like, did you still have the same feelings for Rob?
I like 3 minutes after telling Rob yes, I knew that. I was like, this is
okay.
Not
but you were
right.
Like, I have to stick
but
this
I stuck
out
it out.
I already said it.
Because I was like, I made this decision. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to hurt either way. I thought it's just going to hurt either way.
Yeah.
And I wake up the next morning and I am gone. I wasn't okay. I like actually wasn't okay. Physically, mentally, everything not okay. And I get a text from Tanner's mom and she's basically telling me goodbye. She's like, we love you so much. And like,
oh my gosh,
it was so great to like know you. Like, I've known their family for years at this point. Like, it's been, I've known
since
them for
school,
4 years.
Yeah.
I've known them since high school. Like, it was just a lot. I was Tanner's only girlfriend. Like, it was a lot. And so she texts me that I'm just sobbing. And I let Rob know, like, hey, I'm feeling the same. I'm feeling like I maybe didn't make the right decision. And I text, I think Tanner as well. It's, I can't remember who texted first, but one of us texted the other. And I think Tanner was texting me a goodbye, like a little goodbye text or something. Or I sent a text saying, like, I woke up feeling terrible. I think that's what it was. I texted him and I said, I woke up feeling terrible. I don't know if I did the right thing. And he texted me back and just said, like, yeah, I mean, I feel terrible too. And I'm going to miss you. Kind of like closing it off.
Yeah.
And I said,
like, trying to get you back. Just this
yeah,
is
just
it.
Kind of like, and you made your decision. Yeah. Like, he said, I think he said something like, I can't remember the exact wording, but something along those lines. And then I said, but what if I don't want it to be like over? You know, like I said something like opening that door back up and he was just like, okay, here we go.
oh no. He's like, I'm about to get back on this train and here we go.
Yeah. And after that, there was still like so much hurt, so much feelings, but I like didn't see either of them for a week. And then I kind of like snuck over to see Tanner one of the days that I wasn't supposed to see either of them.
A little risky.
And I like saw him and I was just like, oh my gosh, like what have I done? Like my body was telling me physically and mentally like that I made the wrong decision when I chose Rob. Like it was like rejecting the decision.
Yeah.
When I tell you I was physically ill. And so then I start, you know, seeing Tanner again and
seeing him like a like, lot. Okay. Where's Rob in all this though?
Rob is just like, I kind of told him like, I think I made the wrong decision, but it was like, he knew I was hanging out with Tanner and it was so weird. It was such a weird time for like, it went on for too long where it was just like, I couldn't fully tell Rob done forever, goodbye. And I couldn't fully commit to Tanner where it was like, I was just like not ready to close that door and be like, let's get married, Tanner. Like, I just like couldn't even think of that because I was just like still trying to figure out a way. I think I was trying to figure out a way to not be heartbroken as much, but it's like, there's no getting around it.
Yeah.
At some point you're just going to have to let go.
You're just still prolonging.
I was prolonging this like pain that I knew this person that was like, not only this person that I'd been dating, but had become such a good friend, like such a best friend that I knew I was going to like say goodbye to that, say goodbye to his friends, say goodbye to his family. It was like, you're mourning all these things. And even though, yeah, it was just hard. And I think I just was like young and like it was really, really tricky to like figure that out. And like I said, I felt so alone. And I think anyway, it was hard. And I think it was really hard for obviously both of them and especially like Tanner. He knew that I hadn't like closed the door because anytime he brought up marriage or anything like that would like close that door, I was just like shut down. It's just like I can't talk about it. And I knew he like knew that meant can't close the door yet.
That would make it final. Uh-huh.
And that would make it so my heart break and then I'd have to break their heart and I just can't deal with that.
Two broken hearts.
And like as I'm doing this though, I'm hurting everyone, but I couldn't do it. And I knew it, but so it was tricky. I like my brother was still kind of hanging out with Rob sometimes and like Tanner felt insecure about that and there was just like certain things that were really, really hard. And I think
how long did this go on? Like how long?
So he got home in August.
After you told Rob that it was him, like was this going on?
That was okay. So Tanner got home in August. I had to make my decision September. And then I didn't make my decision until maybe like January, end of January or February.
What? Mm-hmm. From September? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay.
No, and I still, like, I was only seeing Tanner at the time, but I still was just, like, I couldn't really talk about marriage. I didn't want to, like, close the door. Oh, wait, snap.
You forgot a big piece of this story that I'm kind of wondering when you're going to.
Sorry. So in this time that, like, I basically, like, made a decision and then took back my decision. And I was like, I just can't make this decision. Right. And so one of the nights Rob comes over and he's like, I need to come talk to you. And I'm like, okay, sure. He comes over and he ends up proposing to me.
Yeah. I don't know how you left this part out.
I literally can't believe that I did this.
She got proposed to. Wait, is this later? Because you're talking about getting engaged.
This time of my life is like really hard to think through. And I like hate talking about it because I feel like I
it's
did
really
so
fuzzy,
many,
but there was a ring somewhere in there.
I feel like I did so many things wrong and I wish I could redo so much that it's really hard to like go through and like talk about. Rob was, we were in my room and he wanted a decision and he got on one knee and sat on his knee for an hour waiting for me to say yes or no. And I kept telling him, I can't tell you. I promise on everything. It was an hour. He was on his knee.
Tell the poor boy to stand up.
I did.
He didn't.
I said, please stand up. Like, please, like, don't make me say yes or no. He's like, I need an answer. I need a yes or I need a no.
He wouldn't get off the knee.
He wouldn't get off his knee. He was trading between his knees, but he wouldn't get off his knee. When I tell you it was a full hour.
I'm sorry. He is.
I feel so bad.
This man is rotating between the
knees. Yes, because of how long I couldn't freaking answer. Because I'm the worst.
Rob, you deserve a gold medal.
Literally. And so he's literally waiting for my answer. No. And then I'm finally like, he's like, I need a yes or I need a no. He's like, I need a yes or I need a no.
These are the details that I missed. This man is going to need a double knee surgery after
because
this.
Of me. Because of me. That's great. I feel even worse now.
I wonder how his knees are today.
Let's check in.
If we could ask.
Let's check in.
Sir, how are your knees after that night?
I feel like such a witch. So I couldn't make a decision. I was just like, please stand up. Don't make me to do this. Don't make me do this. And he's like, I need a yes or a no. At the end of the hour,
I was like. But you're actually not. You keep saying like, oh, I'm a witch, this and that. But like, you are a girl that is just trying to work through your feelings. And you are being honest. Like, I feel like you could say, like, oh, yeah, I was being this and that if you were being dishonest throughout the process. But in reality, you were being nothing but honest. Your feelings are just all over the place.
Yeah, and it was the scariest time of my life.
Yeah.
At the end, I said to him, no, I can't say. I can't.
After an hour.
After an hour. And he said, okay.
On the knees.
And like, I'm sobbing and I'm just like, I'm so sorry. Like, because I could see the pain in his eyes. Like,
you don't want to hurt him.
And I am in pain because I'm like, I'm just hurting him over and over. Like, what am I doing? And I give him a hug and he leaves. And I'm like, okay. Like, I said, no.
Okay. So,
and
the
then,
ring, like, what, where did the ring go? Did he take it back?
He didn't have a ring in his hand. I think he was going to do like something with his grandma's ring, he told me.
Oh.
But
grandma's ring.
He just felt like in that moment, he just said that I felt like I just needed to do this.
Yeah.
And I like need a yes or a no.
Oh, dang. Okay.
And right. So that's what happened. So he leaves. Tanner pulls up. He's like, all right, it's my turn to come in.
And we're saying like when she says like he leaves and Tanner pulls up, this is not a joke. Like,
no, I'm not joking.
Like Rob drives away and Tanner
it's
drives
like,
up.
Tanner would come and like see his car and like be like, oh, he's there right now. Ha ha ha.
These like, men are very, they're
the
both
stuff
amazing.
They went
very
through is,
very patient.
It's crazy. So, oh my gosh. So Tanner, I get into his car and I'm just sitting there and he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, actually, no. I'm not. And he's like, what happened? And I was like, he just proposed to me. And Tanner just like sat there in silence. He thinks that this lasted like this pause lasted for an hour. But I was just like, and I said no. And he just was like relief. And like, he was so scared that I had said yes.
Yeah.
And he didn't know. And I was like, and I said no. And he was like, okay. And like, he didn't really know. Like, it's like, how do you comfort somebody? You're like excited that they didn't say no, but you can see that they're hurting and you love this person. And he's just like, oh my goodness. Are you good? Like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm okay. I'm just like, this is a lot to deal with.
He didn't like get out, do like a chest bump and then like run around the car, maybe take off his shirt.
He's like,
he was just asking if you were okay.
Yeah. And so, yeah, after that, it was like, I was hanging out with Tanner. But it was still like, maybe I would talk to Rob here or there. I just wasn't fully closing that door, even though I was like, after that moment, it's like Rob knew I said no. But I wasn't good enough. I wasn't strong enough to close the door fully. So that's why I wasn't talking to Tanner about like marriage with him or like, you know, like sending that for sure. See you later. Like never talk to me again to Rob. And then I think it was either, let's see, May. I think it was May. April or May is when I, like, was talking to my sister, actually. I think it was maybe April. And I was like, Lisa, what the freak do I do? Like, I can't even like talk about marriage with Tanner. I just like I'm in pain. Like, I don't want to hurt these people, but I know I'm hurting everyone because I can't talk about it. Fast forward into April, and I'm talking to my sister, and I'm just like, how come this is so hard? And something clicked in that conversation with her where I realized, like, you are halting everyone from happiness because you're just scared to make commit, to like fully commit to the decision. And I think I was just like, what am I doing? I just like had this realization, and I was like, I do want to marry Tanner. Like, I will be so happy. Like, I'm just prolonging this pain for everyone. And like, what am I doing? And I realized, like, I like love him. And we're going to, like,
it's probably in, like, that time where you start realizing, like, yeah, I could have a happy life with either of these guys, but, like, which guy can I not live without? Yeah. Like, that probably makes your decision.
It's like I knew, like, my heart always knew I was in love with Tanner and I needed Tanner, but it was, like, the freshness of Rob was just, like, over, like, my head was clouded with that.
Man, that one night that you guys... You know. Stayed over.
Oh yeah.
Really made things cloudy for a while.
Unforgettable. So I realized, and I immediately drove down to where Tanner worked. He actually worked at Vivint too. That's where he was working. And I drove down and I called him and I said, what are you doing? I'm picking you up for lunch. And he came out and he got in the car. And instead of driving to a place for lunch, I drove to Wilson Diamonds, which was a little ring shop.
Oh my gosh.
I
drove
into and I parked.
All of this back and forth, and then you're like, not kidding. I pick you up for lunch. It was goes like, to a ring shop.
What's crazy is like I knew. Like I like and it felt That's so amazing. Right. And like the second I made the decision to commit to Tanner, it was like
it felt good.
Holy crap, what See, the and fuck that's have the you
difference
been doing?
In your
that's
story.
The difference.
You committed to Rob. I keep trying not to say his name.
Yeah, I know.
You committed to Rob and your body literally was
shut down.
Shutting down. You commit to Tanner and it's nothing but good feelings. So that
right and there was times where it was painful when I had like when I, you know, looked back and was like, okay, I'm letting go of this, but it wasn't
near like when you
I can't even
yes
compare it.
Yep.
I can't even compare it.
And that's how you know you made the right decision.
Exactly. So it was like, once I made that decision, it was like so easy for me. I was just like, okay, here we go.
You're like, man, I could have made this decision 5 months
literally,
ago.
That would have been so much better.
I could be on my way to the ring shop in Valentine's Day.
I think God just really wanted to teach me how to make a decision, to be honest. I pull up into Wilson Diamonds and Tanner's just like going like this. He's like, oh,
you just proposed to this man
straight up.
You straight it's like up, I proposed to Tanner
and he goes, okay. And he's like, are we, and he was so just like, because when I tell you I wouldn't even like, he would bring it up immediately shut it down. Like I would just be like, no,
this is the best day of his life up to this point.
Yes. We go in and I like tell him like, hey, like I really like the simple style of this. Like, I told him, I don't care if you get me a CZ, which is what we ended up doing. Like, I just like, don't even get me a real CZ. Diamond. It's a fake diamond. It was like,
oh yeah. My all ring. The way. Fake diamond all
the way. I was
coming from a girl that lost her wedding ring.
Who was like, Derek was still paying for after. So sad.
He lost his too. Okay. Let me just throw that out there. We both lost our wedding rings.
Oh my gosh. That story needs
get
to
a
be
fake
told
one.
In full.
If you're forgetful at all, just get a fake one.
I literally told him, I was like, don't give me a diamond. And when I saw the price of the diamond, I was just like, why in the world would we do that? Come on now.
They look the same anyway.
Listen,
sorry, that's just my
unpopular
opinion.
I can appreciate a diamond though. I can say like, you know what? That's beautiful and shiny, but we were.
But it's not going on my finger.
But you know what? We couldn't afford that. And I was fine with this CZ. It looked the same. Everybody thought it was a diamond. It was fine.
Yeah.
So anyway, I like to show him what I love and we go back into. We actually drove there separately because he needed to go back to work and I needed to drive somewhere else. And so I get back into my car and he gets into his car and I look over at him and he told me this after the fact that like way later after. But he when he got in his car, he just started
slow clapping. This is
the moment. Yes. And he starts clapping to himself.
This is the moment whooping. I was waiting for. The clap, the running the with the shirt off.
Clap to the whoop, to like to literally whoop. Cheering himself on.
I'm he happy.
Was like, in that moment, he made it. He knew like I had committed to him, and he knew like this is what I've been waiting for. This is like the.
This feels right.
This feels worth this it. Feels like right. In this moment, everything that he had gone through was worth it to get to
he
this moment.
He goes back into work just whooping.
Literally, can you whoop. Imagine him by himself in his car? Whoop!
Yeah! All his coworkers.
So yeah. And then after that, he proposed to me in June. And
in a treehouse where, side note, Derek and I had our first kiss.
So crazy.
So intertwined.
And
or Derek just loves his older brother and maybe was just, you know.
He's like, I know where to place
He's
to
like,
take
I
her.
Know. This has some magic up in here.
So, yeah, he proposes to me and I write an email to Rob and I say, hey.
An email?
An email.
Because is he on his mission?
No, but
what?
This is funny because, like, this is not normal normally, but like him and his family like email, like they were like an emailing family. Like they would share their feelings through email.
Are they Amish?
No, I don't know. Like some families communicate differently and that's how they like would communicate. Like, I don't
and
know.
Phones are a thing at this point.
I know, but I'm not going to like call him. I don't know. It's too hard.
You're not going to call him.
Well, I was already engaged. I don't know.
Okay.
And so I got engaged.
Wait,
and
so you didn't talk to Rob before you got engaged? Like
he knew I was only with Tanner.
Okay,
he knew
so
I was only
it
with
just
Tanner,
fizzled.
But it's
kind
fizzled.
Of
it kind of just,
had that
I never
moment.
Had the official, like, by
Sit
the way,
down.
I'm marrying Tanner, not
okay,
you.
Okay, so you never, like, broke him the news, like, in person.
Like
I'm
it's
getting
for sure
engaged.
Over. Yeah.
It just fizzled.
It just kind of fizzled. Okay. And, like,
but
and
an
then
email.
I didn't
Still
know
an
that
email.
Tanner was going to propose to me so soon.
Yeah.
So if I had known, I would
well,
have
Well, you
emailed.
Took the boy to a ring shop.
I know, but I thought, like, we have time. Like, he proposed, yeah. like, really, I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know he was going to propose right after, but still, I could have,
I mean,
you, know,
you had been proposed to already, so he's probably thinking, I gotta lock this in.
Gotta
if
lock
she's
this
taking
down.
Me to the ring shop, I gotta lock it down.
Lock it down
so
and Dougie.
That's what
Rob,
I thought you
were gonna say. He actually, I just was like, hey, I'm engaged, basically.
Hey,
just,
Rob.
Like,
love
hope
you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm engaged. I hope you're doing well.
Hope you're doing well. And I just like, I'm so sorry to put you through all of this. And like, I know that you're going to like find your happiness. Mm-hmm. And
knowing Rob, he was probably just like, you know what? I'm happy you are happy.
Literally. And so when he emailed back, it was just like, I know that like you're with who you're supposed to be with. And I'll find that someday as well.
Oh
so
my
he
gosh.
Took it.
What a I just gotta say, and Rob's married now, isn't he?
Rob is married and has a child
oh.
and so happy.
See, both happy with, endings. At
listen,
least.
Like, ended up with somebody, a way better match for him, just like perfect for each other, as what I hear. You know what I mean?
Is what I hear through the grapevine.
It's what I imagine. And anyway, it just like worked out so good, but like in the moment, you just can't see. In the future.
Yeah.
So you just hope for the best.
Like if
right?
you had known, like if you could flash forward and you see Rob
I
with
knew
his
that
perfect
he was
match
so happy.
With a kid, you knew he was happy. It would be like, okay, bye Rob.
Yeah.
But you're thinking like their life is over and you're like, are they
I'm
ever
like,
gonna
I
move
ruined
on?
His life. Like,
yeah,
he's done with
I
college.
Had that thought too. I kept thinking, cause it took a little bit longer for John to mm-hmm. get married. And yeah. I just kept having that thought. Like mm-hmm. while I was married to Derek, not in like a weird way or anything, but just like, I was just hoping that he would find someone because I still had, like, I still cared about the guy, you know? Yeah. I was like, I want him to be nothing but so happy. So, like,
yeah.
honestly, best day ever is when they get married. Like, and
it is.
Like, okay.
It was like when, yeah, because it took a few years after Tanner
like,
and I got married.
Their heart mended and they're happy and, like, they're yes. getting married and, like, there's nothing better than that.
Oh, yeah. And not like, I'm not like, oh, he's still doting on me. It
no.
was more just like,
just
I
on.
Want them to be happy and find their person that like makes them so happy. And so it was like a sell. Like, I remember being so happy to find out that like he was getting married. I was just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And like, I'm
feeling.
So happy for them. And
so
it
like,
felt like closure too. It was yeah. just like, oh my gosh, like not for me, but just like
closure for everyone
to
involved.
Know that they're happy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So like, as messy as all of these stories, like at least everyone, as far as we know, is like where they're supposed to be. They're happy. Everybody has kids, which is nuts to say. But it worked out.
It all worked out. And it was so scary in the moment, but like, you just, yeah, like I wish I could go back and change the things that I did and how I did it. I can't. But like, if I could give any advice, it'd be like trusting your gut and trust that like, you just have to like make a decision. Like you have to do what's best for you, and it's going to hurt, and it's going to hurt other people.
And sometimes involved. It will hurt the people less. Like,
yeah, but in the long run, it's going to be better if you just do it.
Yeah. And like, just kind of believe that like, they're going to find their hope. I mean, you hope that, but like, I feel like in our situations, it's like, you always have that thought that like, okay, I'm scared because I'm ruining their entire life.
Ruining their life.
Yeah, so.
But you don't. There's somebody for everyone.
Yep.
And this is a happily ever after story. And, you know, if I hadn't chosen Tanner, can you imagine? Sarah and I wouldn't be here today.
We would not be doing, like, I literally. Feel like,
okay, wait. Can we talk about how I kind of had a part in you and Derek?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, we need to bring this up. So. During this whole thing with, what was his name again?
I called him John.
John.
Yours?
Rob. I'm not Rob. Yeah.
You're John.
John. Okay, this whole thing with, these names, man. This whole thing with John, like, I think really scared Derek. Like, and he kind of just shied away and he's like, I think I'm going to give up, right?
So he was talking to us and was just like, oh my gosh, like,
Derek she's in this was situation. Not about to stick it out like Rob.
I think he more... It was more of a feeling of like he didn't want to step on people's toes because he was friends with John's best friend. And the friend was telling him like, dude, you can't date Sarah. He was like, dude.
The voice.
Oh, this. I was so mad. He was like, dude, you can't date Sarah because like my best friend and her are like for sure going to get married. And so Derek was like feeling like he had to listen to this friend. And I was like hearing him talk about it and he was so sad and he was so gutted and he was just like, I don't know what I can do to like,
yeah, because like
his friends Derek's, telling him you can't do it.
Yeah, Derek's, you know? Perspective, one of his best friends is like, you can't do that, bro, that's messed up. Mm-hmm. And Derek is such a good person that he was probably in turmoil, like, yeah, feeling
and
so
this
guilty.
Is the very beginning of his and Sarah's relationship, so he's like, okay, I'll just like bow out, I guess. I looked at Derek and I was just like, Derek, you do not listen to that advice. I was like, I've never seen you this way. You like her so much. Don't you dare like back away from this because somebody's telling you that it's going to hurt somebody else's feelings. I'm like, you have got to do what is best for you. And it sounds like, I'm like, Sarah likes you so much. You like her so much. Like whatever's going to work out is going to happen.
This and
like,
very much could have been the conversation that saved Derek and I's relationship.
No, I'm sure he would have still chosen to be with you. But I was just like so mad. I was like, oh my gosh. I was mad at the friend because I was just like, no, you can't freaking tell him this.
And he's just over there just trying to be a protective friend.
Yeah, he was trying to protect his friend. But I'm just like, no. I'm like, no, sorry. I've never seen you this way. And I need you to like follow your heart. And little Derek followed his heart.
Here we are. Here we are today.
The Sari. And it all worked out. What's funny is that Sarah and I were talking about how like we had like similar situations, but she ended up being with the person.
Not the high school.
And I ended up being with the high school, like my missionary, which is so funny.
Honestly, always been like a little bit like, dang, like you guys have so many cute old pictures from dances and stuff. That is nice to have. Like, that's funny. So fun to look back
on. It's funny to look back on for sure. But like, you know, we've all changed so much that we're totally different people.
I know. All of us. But here we are.
That's it, guys. Those are our stories.
Yeah.
Can you believe it that we all made it out alive?
I honestly was a little scared there in the middle.
Like, when I'm telling you the story now, you're like, what are you going to decide? No, what is she going to do?
And I've heard this story. Like how so many times have
like,
I heard this?
I will tell the story. And, like, people, like, even that hear the story now will be like, I truly was scared in there. And I, like, know that you're married with kids. And, like, yes, I like, am scared.
Just the details. And, honestly, sweat. It's sweating in here.
I'm just grateful that we ended up where we are and everyone is happy and...
And now we're doing a podcast.
And now we're here.
And now we get to do this. And we get to be sister-in-laws. And it's the best.
We get a whoa. Oh, sorry. It's getting a little late.
I usually forget. The sun has gone down. This is when the crazies happen.
This is when we get sundowners. Yeah. Ever heard of that? where when the sun goes down, we get a little weird.
All right, we need to close this out.
We need to go.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, if you missed our first episode, we're going to try and do these every week. So stay tuned for that. And thank you for listening. Thank you for watching, if you're watching the video.
Yes. We love you guys. We'll see you next time.
Love ya.
Bye.
Bye.